This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Spiritual Gifts and the Primordial Language, a study of continuation, cessation, and early church perspectives. This paper addresses one of the most divisive and misunderstood topics in modern Christianity, the continuation or cessation of spiritual gifts, specifically prophecy, tongues, and healing. But instead of starting with modern categories, I approach the issue through the lens of Prima Scriptura, guided not only by scripture but by the early church's understanding of sacred communication. The heart of this study is the concept of Hebrew as the primordial language, the original means through which God communicated with humanity. I draw from the writings of Origen, Jerome, and Ephrem the Syrian, who viewed Hebrew not merely as a language but as a model for how divine communication should function, sacred, intelligible, and ordered. From this foundation, I examine how the early church treated spiritual gifts, not as emotional expressions or private experiences, but as solemn, purposeful tools meant to edify the body of Christ. I respond to both cessationist claims, such as those argued by John MacArthur, and modern charismatic excesses that promote unintelligible glossolalia without biblical order. Through analysis of 1 Corinthians 12:14, Ephesians 4, Acts 2, and early Christian writings, I argue that the early church affirmed the continuation of spiritual gifts, but always in the context of love, clarity, and communal edification. This paper also evaluates the claim of a heavenly prayer language, tracing its interpretation through church history and scripture. I show that early church fathers never endorsed unintelligible private tongues as normative. Instead, they understood all tongues as meaningful, communicative, and mission-focused. If you've struggled with how to make sense of spiritual gifts today, or how to navigate between cessationism and charismatic excess, this study offers a path forward rooted in biblical truth, historical continuity, and theological reverence. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.